USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Alabama, a manhunt continues for the gunman who shot and killed one police officer and wounded two others in a trailer park last night. It happened as the police were responding to a domestic disturbance in Auburn, and a police spokesman says of the suspect,
Grady Wayne Wilts, a white male suspect who is 29 years of age, last seen armed and definitely considered dangerous.
President Trump raising some eyebrows with what appears to be a threat to Iran, tweeting late yesterday, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. People in the southern plain states could see even worse weather today than they had over the weekend. Forecasters expect thunderstorms could again spark some twisters and other dangerous weather. Ford says it's cutting 7,000 jobs by August. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Members of the U.S. military in Iraq are said to be on high alert at this hour following a rocket attack earlier. The rocket landed outside the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. No casualties were reported. The Trump administration recently ordering U.S. diplomatic personnel out of Iraq due to heightened tensions with Iran. We told you moments ago about 7,000 layoffs by Ford expected by August. Getting more information now, word is about 2,400 of those jobs would be cut in North America. It's no secret that President Trump uses Twitter a lot as his primary method of communication, and he addressed his use of Twitter in an interview that aired last night on Fox.
I've destroyed bills that were going to be voted on that were bad, and I've gotten bills passed that were good by using Twitter. And Twitter is really a typewriter for me. It's really not Twitter. Twitter goes on television. They have breaking news. I'll tweet. I'll say, watch this. Boom.
That on Fox is The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined again in the past 7 days. John Clemens has more.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, the national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
A billionaire investor paying off the student debts for the new class of Morehouse College graduates. Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at that all-male, historically black college in Georgia. He said, quote, "You great Morehouse men are bound only by the limits of your own conviction and creativity." Morehouse says Smith promised as much as $40 million to make sure that each graduate leaves college debt-free. And Woodstock 50 organizers moving forward with the festival with a new financial partner after breaking ties from the original backers. Investment bank Oppenheimer & Company has agreed to fund the festival, which is set to take place between August 16th and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York, with artists like Santana, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, and Jay-Z. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.